Hello and welcome to PMI's Uncommon Sense podcast, tools to improve your work forever. I'm Susanna Clark, Managing Partner with PMI, the performance improvement consulting and training firm. Our Uncommon Sense podcast is a 15-minute conversation with our expert consultants. They talk a lot of common sense, although much of it is not common practice. And that's what this podcast is all about. We want you to be inspired to improve your business through learning more about the tools which can help you succeed and grow. Nice to have Warren Knight back in the studio. And we're following on from the first conversation that we had about leadership and the system of profound knowledge, where we specifically talked about systems thinking. So anyone who's listening, if you haven't listened to that episode, please do use your podcast platform or go on our website and you'll be able to get a copy of that episode. So thank you again for joining me, Warren. And today we're going to move on with that conversation and talk about variation from a leadership perspective. So I wondered if you could just kick us off with talking a bit about that for us.
Yeah, sure. Let's start with the fact that organizations vary. Their entire composition varies, including the performance of the organization. So people's skills vary, the performance of machines varies, everything varies. And of course, that drives variation in performance. And that's important for leaders to recognize, but more importantly, understand, so that they can react appropriately to that variation, okay, rather than tamper.
So what is the difference between variation and variety? I think that might be helpful as well.
Sometimes it's easier to confuse the two words. If we believe the old Henry Ford quote, they can have any color they want as long as it's black. These days, customers want a variety of colours available to them when they buy a car. And so variety's seemed as a good thing. So variety is something that organisations design into their products and services to attempt to as closely match individual customers' needs as they possibly can, rather than trying to treat them as being some homogenous group. Whereas variation is something that we see in the output of our process whenever it's repeated. Variation is natural, and every time we repeat a particular activity, there will be variation in that. So, for example, I know that car manufacturers put a lot of time and technology in making sure that the colour on the bonnet perfectly matches the colour on the bumper, because they're made of different materials and therefore the colour, the paint will react differently on different types of surfaces. That would be an example of variation in the car analogy.
So understanding variation, really important. What is it about it that they need to understand? What's it going to help a leader understand?
Okay, so what is going to help the leader to understand is that their organization as a system, and remember we talked about systems last time, requires predictability to work well. And when I talk about the system, I include also the organization's suppliers and customers. Everybody within the story requires predictability to be successful. So let me give you a non-work example of that. So think about road traffic systems. Okay, so that's a system. Got lots of components. We've got the cars, we've got the drivers, we've got traffic lights, we've got roads, we've got driving tests and tuition and everything else. So those traffic lights, those rules of the road, those road markings, they're all there to encourage predictable driving behaviours. And actually, accidents tend to happen when drivers do something unpredictable. So that's what the leader needs to be thinking about. Thinking about that variation, because that variation represents chaos. It doesn't represent predictability. and it's very difficult to manage chaos. So therefore, to be a bit more specific, the role of the leader is to enable the organization as a system to deliver on target with minimum variation.
And so can you tell me a bit more about, well, what does that mean?
If we think about the target being a stakeholder's true requirements. So let's pick on our most valued stakeholder, the customer. So the target represents what the customer truly desires. And so our goal in our organization, everybody's goal in the organization, and it's the leader's job to enable this, is to deliver exactly what the customer desires with maximum amount of consistency. Put it in those terms, who would argue with that? So what does a leader need to equip themselves with in order to enable the organization to work to on-target minimum variation? Well, they need to be well rehearsed in the tools and concepts associated with actually understanding variation. Control charts, for example, being one of those tools.
And just for anyone listening, if you are interested in control charts, have a go over to our Knowledge Hub and do a search in there for control charts. You'll find a whole wealth of information. So do go and have a look at that, further information. In your experience, Warren, you're talking about the control charts being in situ, being in place. Is that something the leaders are looking at, do you think?
Absolutely. Leaders should be looking at control charts because it's tools like control charts that really help us to really understand the variation, what we're looking at in terms of the variation of results of performance, and to then be able to figure out what's the right course of action. How do we respond to the variation that we're seeing? Because essentially from an organization perspective, whilst we see variety as being a good thing, we're seeing variation as being a bit of a villain, to be honest with you. We want this consistency. We want this repeatability, and variation is the enemy of that.
And the control chart, in terms of your word about predictability, will give that in spades, won't it? It will tell you how predictable or not something is.
Yeah, well, it helps you do that. And also, I think probably even more fundamental than that is it helps you on a relatively small sample of data understand what long-term performance looks like if you're not going to take any action.
Could you just say a bit more about that? Because nearly everything that people look at in charts is often about history, isn't it? About what happened in the past. So how are control charts giving you that future view?
Certainly, as you said, if you're not familiar with control charts, consume some more of our webinars, etc. But essentially, control charts provide a very robust method for understanding, as I say, what performance looks like over the long term. If you think about it, we tend to analyze performance on a very short-term basis. So we tend to review the performance of our processes on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and we compare them against target. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to see, did we do well this week? Did we hit target? Are we above target? And the answer could be yes, hooray, it's celebration time. Or we don't. And we're just looking at those individual results week in, week out. But all we're doing there is we're just reacting to variation. Yeah, sometimes performance goes up, sometimes performance will go down. It's only when we can step back and just see what performance looks like over the long term, can we really get this idea of variation into perspective and really understand, what do we need to do? Are we okay? Or actually, when we look at long-term performance, we may realize, and this is often the case, that we're perfectly designed at the moment to fail 30% of the time. And it's just a question of when is that going to happen, this week or next week or the week after. So it's providing leaders with that longer term view and that better sense of what fundamental performance looks like, which is often hidden if all we're doing is looking at a small snapshot on a weekly basis.
So the longer performance over time is, of course, what leaders need in order to be able to address their strategy, isn't it?
Yes. And connected with that is recognizing the different types of variation. Some variation is due to special significant events. Some variation is actually just due to the design of the system. It's designed to give you the results that it's giving you. And so if you don't, as a leader, recognize those two different types of variation, you know, you may then not respond in the right way. You may look to completely redesign your system when actually it's a special event or vice versa, which means that actually you're probably going to make matters worse rather than make them better, this idea of tampering.
And so tampering, could you just say a bit more about that? What would tampering be?
So tampering can be defined as taking action on a system that does not take action on the root cause. In other words, you make a change, but that isn't focused upon the root causes of performance. So what you end up doing is just adding more change to your system. And the more change you add, the more variation in noise you create. But you don't necessarily solve the problem. So in summary, variation from a leadership perspective. Firstly, recognize it exists and it needs to be tackled, and apply the relevant concepts and tools so that you can learn about that variation effectively. And we're going to talk about effective learning in our next episode.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find more episodes of our Uncommon Sense Tools to Improve Your Work Forever in our Knowledge Hub on our website, or of course your favorite podcast platform. And do subscribe so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode, where you'll find links to more content on this topic, which includes webinar recordings, toolbox guides, blogs and infographics, and our training page. You can always drop us a line on team@pmi.co.uk and arrange a time to have a call to talk about how these tools can help you in your organisation. We'd really love to hear from you.